सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः
So we have seen Kardamji has left for forest after taking permission from his son Kapil Bhagwan and giving him the responsibility of mother that Kapil Bhagwan will give the knowledge of self to Devuti, and after that he went to forest and he got Siddhi also, he got Mukti also. How he got mukti? Nirahankrita nirmamascha nirdvanda samadrik swadrik. Nirahankar. There was no ahankar, no ego. Then nirmama, no attachment to worldly things, no possession. Nirmama, koi bhi mera nahi hai, nirmam. Nirdvanda, in all pair of opposites, in all dvanda, sukh, dukh, man, apman, sitosna, he is sam. Samdrik, he is seeing everywhere the same truth. How he got it? Swadik pratyak prasanta dhirai prasanto urmi var udadi. He made his mind quiet, peaceful. There was no thought at all. It was just like an ocean without waves, without any agitations. All vrittis in our mind are only agitations. When vrittis are not there, vritti means thoughts. When the thoughts are not there, then the mind become peaceful. Mind become peaceful. And we all experience that peaceful mind in deep sleep state every day. That shows that we can make our mind peaceful in waking state also. It can be done. It is not an impossible task. And after doing that, parena bhakti bhavena labdhatma mukta bandhana. Parena bhakti, parabhakti. With parabhakti, he found the Lord in his own atman, labdhatma. Was already with all of us. Kardam got it and he became free. So what happened here? Now in the ashram there are only two people, Devuti and Kapil Bhagwan. Kardamji has left the ashram. So in chapter 25, we'll find the question of Devuti. And the question relates to the spirituality. How can I get that Abhaypad? That was the question raised by Devuti to Kardam. You know the spirituality, you know the spiritual knowledge, you have to give me that Abhay. Abhay means that self-knowledge, Abhaypad, I want it. And Kapil Bhagwan will be describing the glory of bhakti. We can reach that pad, that state, by bhakti also. So, Kapil Bhagwan gives us the detail of that bhakti. So, that is coming in chapter 25 onward.
Atha pancha vingsho dhyayah, Saunaku vacha,
Kapilastattva sankhyata bhagavanatma mayaya jata swayam majas sakshad atma prajnaptai nrinam.
Saunak uvacha. Saunak, who is this Saunak now? Where from the Saunak has come? So from the very beginning we are finding the Saunak Rishi is a Rigvedi Karmakandi. So they were doing a Karmakand, a Yajna of 1,000 years in Naimisharanya. So after the ritual every day, they will go and approach Sutji, who is the narrator, of Bhagavad Katha, and pose questions. Oh, today you tell me about this Leela, today you will tell me about this Leela. So this Saunak Rishi and other Rishi, those who were all engaged in the Karmakand, so they were always, their mind was engaged in Bhagwan. While doing the Karmakand, they were thinking about the Lord. And when they were not doing the Karmakand, in their leisure time, they were listening to Bhagavad Katha. So Saunak ji asked a question to whom? To Sut ji. Sut ji is the narrator. So Saunak uvacha, Kapila Tattva Sankhyata Bhagavan Atmamaya. Kapil Bhagavan. Now question is by Saunak to Sut ji. Tell me about that Kapil Bhagavan. Who is that Kapil Bhagavan? Expounder of truth. Tattva Sankhyata. He is the expounder of truth. Please tell me about that. Bhagavan Atmamaya and that Bhagavan, who is Nirgun Nirakar, with his Maya Shakti, has taken a form. Jata. Jata means he is born. But what is his real nature? Swayam Ajah. He is Ajah, he is unborn. Swayam Ajah. But he has taken a form with the help of his Maya Shakti. Sakshat. Now he is present there. Sakshat. You can see him. Atma pragyaptaye ninam. And what is the purpose? To give the Atma Gyan. The purpose of Kapil Bhagwan to incarnate is Atma pragyaptaye. He will give the knowledge of self. So although he is unborn, Bhagwan took birth as a Kapil by his Atmamaya. He descended. We always say he descends. Avatar means avataran. Avataran means coming down. Coming down from what? From the highest nature to lower nature. What is the highest nature? Nirgun Nirakar. Now we see him Sakun Sakar. So he has descended from that state to Sakun Sakar for us. For us. And the purpose, he descended to teach the humanity the truth of self. Truth of self. So he will be expounding the spiritual knowledge. In Veda you will find, most part of the Veda is Karmakand. And this Karmakand is for the purification of mind. Whatever desire you have got, I want a putra, I want a son, do the putreshti yajna. Or I want to go to swarga, Jyotish is home, you do that. This way, if we do all our righteous action at the end of the grihastha ashram, which is 50 years, our vasana should come down. Mind becomes pure. If we do during all our grihastha ashram this way, righteous actions, then the vasana will come down. Okay. So this Karmakand says, from tamogun to you come to rajogun, and from rajogun you go to sattagun. This is the way. Our sadhana is tamoguni. He is not interested in any activity. He is not interested in knowledge also. If tamogun person is not interested in knowledge, he is not interested in activity also. So we make him active, bring him to rajogun. And from rajogun, we come to sattagun. It is only in the sattagun when the knowledge happens. When tamogun is there, knowledge will not happen. When rajogun is there, mind is very agitated, knowledge will not happen. It is only when the sattogun is there, when the mind is quiet, peaceful, at that time only, knowledge will happen. Okay, then it is said here, the word, last word in this verse is Nirinam, Nirinam. Bhagwan has not said Bhutanam. Although Bhagwan is there in all beings. Or Pasunam. He has not used the word Pasu. Spiritual knowledge can happen only in Nri form. Nri form is a human form. Nrinam. And we all have got human form, no doubt. And we are all very much interested in knowing that truth. Nrinam. Next.
Nayasya basmana pumsam varimna sarva yoginam brishutau sruta devasya bhuri tripyanti me savaha.
Nayasya basmana pumsa among the men, there is nobody greater than Lord. There is nobody more knowledgeable than Lord, more learned than the Lord. Varimna sarva yoginam. Varimna man is the foremost, the greatest among all yogis. So there are people, human beings. He is sarvagya. He is the best among all human beings. And varimna sarva yoginam. Varimna means he is the greatest yogi. In all yogis, he is the best yogi. Shrutadevasya is the master of Veda. All the Vedas came from Bhagwan only. In Bhagavatam earlier we have seen that Lord Vishnu gave that knowledge to Brahmaji, and from Brahmaji we are getting knowledge. So Shrutadevasya, Vishrutau bhuri tripyanti meya sabha, and listening to the stories or Leela of Bhagwan, tripyanti meya sabha, my senses should never get satiated. Tripto ho gaye. It's not like that. So there is no one who knows more than the Lord himself. No one is more worshipable or more mature a yogi than Bhagwan. He is therefore the master of Veda. All the Vedas came from him. And to hear about him always is the actual pleasure. We should get pleasure when we listen to Bhagavad Katha. So in Gita also we find the same thing. There is nobody is greater than Bhagwan. Nobody is greater than Bhagwan. Or equal to Bhagwan. Further we find Lord supports all jiva. Not human beings. All jiva. Because he is present in everything. Why jiva sentient? Even the inner things he support. Because he gives existence to inner thing also. Therefore, Lord is present everywhere. So more we hear the glory of Bhagwan, our mind becomes more pure and peaceful. Pure and peaceful. It's a very simple science behind it. If the mind goes to the world, if the mind becomes rajasic and tamasic, it is agitated. If the same mind goes toward Bhagwan, it becomes peaceful. So if we read Bhagavatam again and again, or our Prakaran Granth, or Upanishad, or Bhagavad Gita, don't say, I have studied Bhagavad Gita 18 chapter 3 times, so I should not study. No! Continue to read again and again. Every time you read, you will find new ideas there. Always you will find something new. So listening of katha will give ras in every time it will give. It will give you joy. Tulsidas ji says, Ram charit je sunat agahi. Agahi means becomes tired. आई एम टायर्ड ऑफ लिसनिंग रामायण, कितनी बार सुनेंगे? अगाही रस विशेष जाना तिन्ना ही, ही डिड नॉट गेट द रस विशेष. एवरी टाइम यू लिसन टू इट यू विल गेट जॉय. रस विशेष तिन्ने जाना नहीं. ओके, सो डोंट से दैट आई हैव लिसन टू भागवत कथा मेनी टाइम्स, आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू. You see, each verse you can revel for 24 hours, one week, one day. Revel in that. You will find new facts coming. If you revel in that, you will find new ideas are coming there. Third.
Yad yad vidatte bhagavan swachandatma atma mayaya tani me sraddhanasya कीर्तन्यानि अनुकीर्तय.
यद यद विद्यते, व्हाटएवर भगवान परफॉर्म. नाउ हियर द क्वेश्चन इज अबाउट कपिल भगवान. इन द फर्स्ट वर्स इट इज सेड कपिल तत्व संख्याता एक्सपाउंडर ऑफ द ट्रुथ. हु? कपिल भगवान. सो द क्वेश्चन रिलेट्स टू कपिल भगवान. यद यद विद्यते, व्हाटएवर कपिल भगवान परफॉर्म, स्वच्छंद आत्मा by his maya shakti, and by his maya shakti to please the devotees, he takes any form to please the devotee. Tani, all of them, me shraddha dhanasya, I am faithful, I have got a faith in that, I want to listen kapil bhagwan katha. Kirtanyani means worthy of praise. अनुकीर्तय, प्लीज डिस्क्राइब. सो सौनक ऋषि, दे आर ऑल रिक्वेस्टिंग सूत भगवान, सूत जी देयर, दैट प्लीज टेल मी ऑल दैट व्हाट कपिल भगवान डिड इन दिस अवतार. एंड बट अनुकीर्तय, व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ अनुकीर्तय? सो देयरफॉर प्लीज प्रिसाइजली डिस्क्राइब ऑल द एक्टिविटीज एंड लीला ऑफ भगवान. Having assumed by his own maya a personality conforming to the will of his bhakta, whatever the Lord does is all worth singing, and I have full sraddha, I have got faith, I want to listen. Anukirtan means follow whatever you have learned from your guru. Don't put your mental projection in that. Many times all the kathakar, they put in lot of things, you know, inside that. Their own mental projection. Here, Saunakji specifically says, Anukirtayan, what you have learned from your guru, you only teach that much. Don't add your thinking, your projection in that. Anukirtayan. Next.
सूत उवाच द्वैपायन सकस्त्वेवं मैत्रयो भगवांस्तथा प्राहेदं विदुरं प्रीत अन्वीक्षिक्यां प्रचोदितः.
सूत उवाच, सूत मीन्स सूत जी इज नरेटिंग, वेयर इन नैमिषारण्य, टू होम सौनक एंड ऑल रिचीज आर देयर हु वेयर परफॉर्मिंग यज्ञ रिचुअल्स, फायर रिचुअल्स फॉर 1000 ईयर. सो ही इज नरेटिंग. And how he gives answer, Sujji? Sujji gives answer to all questions by referring to precedence. By referring to what has happened, whether somebody asked this question earlier also or not. If the same question has been asked earlier by somebody, he will try to take the whole dialogue from there and tell. We follow this method in our court also. In the lower court, if there is a case and that case has been decided, the same question has been decided by any higher authority or high court or supreme court, then decision of that court is binding on the lower court. That this was already decided, you have got no other choice. So similarly, now Suji is saying the same question was asked and answered by Maitri Rishi. And who is this Maitri Rishi? Dvaipayan Sakha. Dvaipayan? Yes. Dvaipayan?
Yeah,
Vyasdev. Vyasdev? Who is Vyasdev? Incarnation of Bhagwan Vishnu. And who is Maitri? Sakha, friend. Friend of Dvaipayan, Maitriyo Bhagwan Tatha. And this Maitri, he is also Bhagwan, worshipful. Because he has got the knowledge of self. Knowledge of self. Tatha in that way. Praha idam. Praha means said. Idam means this. So Maitriji said this. To whom? Viduram. Vidur asked the same question to Maitri about Kapil Bhagwan's Leela. And whatever Maitri said, Maitri Rishi said to Vidur, I am quoting. This is what was said. Vidur. And how it was said? Preeta. Preeta means? Happily. Preeta means happily, he said. Why happily? You see, if you go and ask a spiritual master spiritual question, you will find him, he is always happy to answer. Always very happy. Because it's very difficult to get such question, you know. People come to the spiritual master, they talk all about the worldly things. But if somebody really comes and talks about and asks about the spiritual question, they will be really very happy. Ek to koi aaya, who is asking about the spirituality. Okay, so Vidur is asking, Preeti, what was the Vidur question? An vich kyam prachodita hai? Being asked, Maitriji, being asked by Vidur, what? Anviksya kyam, knowledge of self. It was a spiritual knowledge. He also wanted to know about the bhakti. What Kapil Bhagwan expounded, please tell me. So, Sutji is quoting, inverted comma to inverted comma, 100% whatever Maitriji said, he is quoting.
मैत्रेयुवाच पितरी प्रस्थितेरन्यं मातु प्रियचिकीर्षया तस्मिन् बिंदुसरे वात्सेद् भगवान् कपिलः किल.
Then Maitri is saying, पितरी. पितरी means when father. Father of Kapil Bhagwan, that is Kardam. Prasthite. Prasthite means left. We have already seen that Kardamji left for forest. Aranyam, Matu Priyachikirseya. Matu means mother. Mother. Priyachikirseya means with a desire to please his mother. Kapil Bhagwan, with a desire to please his mother Devuti. Tasmin Bindusare. Tasmin, on that Bindusar. Bindusar is the lake. Bindusar is the lake where the ashram of Kardam Muni was there. Avatsit, Avatsit, they stayed there in that ashram. Bhagwan Kapila Kila, Bhagwan Kapila Kila, indeed they stayed for some time there. After Kardamji left for forest, he stayed there for some time. Why he stayed? To please his mother Devuti. Why to please her, his mother? Because there was a question asked by Devuti to Kardan that I want Abhay now, spiritual knowledge I want. Therefore, he stayed back. So when Kardan left for forest, Lord Kapil stayed on the strand of Bindusar to please his mother Devuti. In Vedic Grihastha Ashram, it is said that one should leave Grihastha Ashram and go to forest for knowledge. That is, this way we have got Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas Ashram. In Brahmacharya Ashram, Vedo Nityam Adhiyatam, understand and study scriptures and their principles. Taduditam Karma Sanushtiyatam, in the Grihastha Ashram, what you are supposed to do? Whatever you have learned in the Brahmacharya Ashram, you do your all actions according to the Shastra. According to the Shastra. Why? That will purify your mind. That will purify you. Righteous action will exhaust our vasana. Purification will happen. When purification happens, then what? Then for the making the mind single-pointed, go to Vanaprastha forest. And after that, when mind becomes single-pointed, you come to know who are you. You get the knowledge. This way we have got Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas Ashram. So we are not supposed to stay continuously in the Grihastha Ashram. In the world you will find 99.9% people, they till death in the are in Grihastha Ashram. They are in the Grihastha Ashram. So what should we do? So it is said by Mahatma, when your children are grown up or according to you settled, but we don't even think even the child is 70 years, we say he is not settled yet. We still advise him. No. When they are grown up, after that, both husband and wife, they should start their sadhana, spiritual sadhana. We don't have to go to forest. Living in our own house, we can do our sadhana. So that spiritual sadhana should be started. But most of the time we find one person, one spouse is interested, other spouse is not interested. Not interested. In that case also, because this journey is from alone to alone. Alone to alone. Each jiva, each human being has to do his own part. We cannot transfer. And on others' behalf, if I do something, I can't make Auntie G's mind purified by acting on her behalf. If she is sick, if I take medicine, will she get cured? No. So each jiva has to do his or her sadhana. So therefore, best is if the both husband and wife, after the children are grown, should start their sadhana. Don't give that much time now there. Let them to be independent. They will be able to tackle. They are, I mean, you can say they are better than us to handle. And in the most of cases, we find that we think what we earn, our children will not be able to do it. They will be doing better than us, I'm telling. Next.
Tamasinam makarmanam tatvamarga gradarshanam swasutam devahutyah dhatu samsmarati vachah.
Tam asinam akarmanam. Tam means Kapil. Kapil Bhagwan. Asita akarmanam. When he was seated at leisure, doing nothing, akarmanam, peacefully sitting in the ashram. Tattamarga agradarsanam. And who is this Kapil Bhagwan? He can show the path, tattamarga, the spiritual path, agradarsanam. He can show, yes, I know. He knows that tattva, therefore, he is agradarsan, he can show. Agradarsanam. To whom? Swasutam devhute. Swasutam devhuti aha. So aha means said. Devhuti said to whom? Swasutam apna ladka. To her own son. Who is son? Kapil Bhagwan. Dhatu sansmriti vacha. Dhatu means the Brahma. She remembered some words of Brahmaji. When Kapil Bhagwan was born, at that time Brahmaji came there with many rishis and munis. And Brahmaji left with 5 rishis and munis, 4 Sanat Kumar and 1 Narad. Other sages, 9 sages, they stayed back there. They got married to 9 daughters of Devuti. So Brahmaji, 4 Sanat Kumar, Narad, they did not attend marriage. Although Brahmaji said, you get married 9 sages with your 9 daughters, but he didn't stay there. Because they were naishtik brahmacharis. So they did not attend marriage. So at that time, Brahmaji said, Esa manavite garvam pravishta kaita bardana. This Kapil Bhagwan has come through you, and what will you do? Abhidya sansay granthi chitvam gam vicharishyati. His job is to cut the what? Granthi. Granthi means not. What a granthi? Abhidya granthi. What is abhidya granthi? How many of you know abhidya granthi? Please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Abhidya kam karma. This is granthi. We all have got this knot. Abhidya, ignorance. Because of ignorance, we have got vasanas, we have got kam, desire, and action. And throughout life, you will find abhidya, kam, karma, this granthi is continuously there. And it is coming from millions of our previous lives. It is still there. But it can be cut. This abhidya granthi can be cut by the knowledge of self. So he said, what this Kapil Bhagwan will do? Abhidya sansay granthi chitva. Chitva, he will cut. So whosoever gets this knowledge, his abhidya granthi will be cut. Gam vicharishyati, and he will travel all over the world. So she remembered, Devuti remembered what Brahmaji said at the time of birth of Kapil. That this Kapil Bhagwan will give you the knowledge of self. She remembered that, and after that, she is going to ask question. So, asin akarmanam means what? You see, normally we have seen what is we are supposed to do in brahmacharya, then in the grihastha we are supposed to do the rituals, karmakand in a particular way. Then we slowly progress, we go to vanaprastha, and from vanaprastha to sannyas. This is the procedure. But in case of Kapil Bhagwan, we don't find he has done any ritual. We don't find any description of upavitam. No janeyu sanskar was done. It is only after the janeyu sanskar we are authorized to do all the rituals. Janeyu is first sanskar to be given. Then the ritual starts. But in the case of Kapil Bhagwan, akarmanam, he has not done any karma, no karmakand in the case of Kapil Bhagwan. No description at all. No purification of mind. Why so? Simple. Because he is already jnani. Why karmakand is needed? Karmakand is needed to purify vasanas. But he is a jnani. A person who is a jnani, he has got no vasanas. No ignorance. Vasana means ignorance, ajnan. The moment you have jnana, then ajnan goes away. So in the case of Kapil Bhagwan, he is a jnani, born with knowledge. So therefore, no karma kanda was needed. So asin akarmanam, asin akarmanam, without any karma kanda done. He was sitting there. To that Bhagwan, now Devuti is telling something. Beautiful person.
Devahutiruvacha nirvinna nitaram bhuman asad indriya tarshanat yena sambhavyamanena prapannandham tamah prabho.
Hey Prabhu, his own son, Devuti's son, our own son, Kapil Bhagwan, he is saying, Prabhu, O Lord. See, he knew he is not an ordinary person. Brahmaji already told him. That is Bhagwan. Nirvinna. Nirvinna? Disgusted. Disgusted with what? Nitram. Very much disgusted. Bhuman, O Lord, asat indriya tarsanat. Indriya which are asat, unreal. Tarsanat, agitation. These indriyas always agitate me. They always want to go to run to sense objects. This is her experience. After the end of the Grihastha Ashram, this knowledge has dawned on her that up to the Grihastha Ashram, what she has done, she was very happy with the senses and sense objects. Indriya Tarsanat. Yena sambhavabhyam manena, and by which I was continuously fulfilling. Whatever indriya desired, I fulfilled. I want to eat, I want to see, I want to hear this. Oh, whatever they wanted, I did that. We all are doing the same thing. But this knowledge never dawns on people that I am prapanna andham tama prabho, that I am fallen. Andhatama, in ignorance. I am fallen in ignorance. Do we feel this thing? After the end of the Grihastha Ashram, most of us, we have perhaps crossed 50. Does that come to our mind? That the last 50 years, the premium time of our life, what we have done, only satisfying our indriya. Only satisfying indriya, 5 jnanendriya. Think, analyze. And since I was doing this thing, therefore, what has happened? Continuously there was vasana, which has entered. I have fallen into the sansara. I am in the andhakupa, bhavakupa. So indriyas are, how that they are asat, they always agitate us. I want this sense object, this sense object, this sense object, continuously. And this happens not only human form, in all forms, in all beings, in all animals, and everywhere you will find their indriyas are agitated, continuously agitated. And they are all forming vasanas, impressions. That is how we have got the account of vasana with us. Continuously, in all our previous life, this has happened. Okay. And which leads to birth and death. This vasana is the cause for birth and death. So Guruji says about this verse, I was engaged in the satisfying senses, I am cheated, never became successful. Remove my moha. I am fallen deep into sansar. So for the bhakti mark, those who are the bhakti mark, for that Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita, aham samudratam. Mrityu sansara
Mrityu sansara sagarat.
Those who are fallen into the mrityu sansara sagarat, aham samuddharta. In chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita, you will find. So those who run bhakti mark, so to take you out from that mrityu sansara, it is the job of Lord. And here, who is the Lord? Kapil Bhagwan. Kapil Bhagwan is Lord there. And it is our own experience also. Senses never get satiated. Never get satiated. It will ask for again, and again. Next.
Tasya tvam tamasondhasya duspārasya adhyapāragam satchakshur janmanamante labdham me tadanugrahat.
Tasya tvam. Tasya means that. That ignorance. Tam tamaso andasya. Ignorance, dark ignorance. Dusparasya. Dusparasya, difficult to cross. Main par nahi ja sakti. I cannot go beyond. I cannot cross myself. Dusparasya adya paragam. And crossing over. Now I got satchakshu, I got you as my son, you are Satchakshu, you have got the knowledge, you can help me to transcend from this side to that side, from the sansar to mukti. Janmante labdham, how I got it? I had to take many time births. When you get a teacher or a Bhagwan to give you the knowledge of self, when your mind is purified. How long a mind takes to purify? Janmante. It takes a long time to purify mind. So now, when the mind is purified, such thought has come in the mind of devotee that I was reveling in asat. And creating more and more vasanam. Labdham me tat anugrahat. By your grace I got you. Who can dispel my ignorance? Who can help me to cross this sansar sagar? So your lordship is my only means of getting out of this darkest region of ignorance. Avidya can go away only by vidya. And who is going to give me vidya? Kapil Bhagwan he will give. Because you are my transcendental life, which by your mercy only I have attained after many, many births. My mind is purified. Since the mind is purified, this question has come to my mind that I was reveling in the sansar and my indriyas are always agitated, reveling in asat, unreal things. Creating more and more vasanas again and again, I am taking birth. So it is said, it is difficult to come out of the cycle of birth and death by own effort. If you try yourself, it will never happen. By own effort, it will not happen. Spiritual guidance is needed. Guru comes into the life when we are ready for it. When the mind purifies, the Guru will come in your life automatically. And the knowledge will happen either with the grace of the Lord, Bhagwan himself will give, or sitting inside us, he will reveal himself. So what are the sources of knowledge? First, if the mind is purified, he will arrange. He will arrange means what? Somebody will go and tell you, oh ho, have you heard about Chinmaya Mission Yamunotri? Somebody is telling you. Then you know what is done there. Oh, spiritual knowledge is given there. You got that information, you came here. That was also, that knowledge was also given by Lord through that person to you that you go there. Or knowledge can be given through inside also. He can reveal himself from inside. Raman Maharshi. We find many such instances where there is no guru. Raman Maharshi. In Bhagavad Gita, if you are Vedantin, if you want a Gyan Margi, if you are following the path of knowledge, how you will get this knowledge? Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darshina. Tad viddhi, you know that knowledge of self. From whom? You have to go to jnanina and tattva darshina. Jnanina means knower of truth. Those who know the truth. You see, there are many Mahatma, they know the truth, but they can't transform. They can't transfer to others. They know it. But they don't know how to give it to others. Come down to the level of the person and transfer the knowledge. So pranipatena, so first you have to surrender. In the case of Devuti also, we will find it is coming that she will surrender to her son. Pranipatena, surrender is a must. Then pariprasnena, after surrender, then you inquire about the knowledge of self. Suppose you come all of a sudden, I have never met you, and you ask, you come. Nowadays, sometimes people ask, ring me up and ask question about Bhagavad Gita. I have read Bhagavad Gita, this and this and this and this. And immediately I come to know they have all about a misconception. Bhagavan has said this, nothing. They have just read. Self-study. Pariprasthena. But when you will get the answer? Sevaya. First serve. Why service is so important? Service is so important for tuning of mind. The teachers come to know about the student, his shortcoming, his strength, and student also comes to know about the teacher. That he can call me at 4 a.m. and start Upanishad. So when the tuning happens, when the mind of the teacher and student is tuned, then only the knowledge can be transferred. So if you want to know truth over phone without seva, in Prashnopanishad, six students came to one teacher and immediately they all sought six questions about the self. And then teacher said, okay, you all six, you serve me for 1 year. After that, if I know the answer of your question, I will tell you. Think how many of us will serve that type of teacher who tells you on the first day, you first serve me and I will answer your question after 12 months if I know. But all six students in the Prashnopanishad, they stayed back. They served Guru and they got the knowledge also. Seva is very important. And upadekshanti, this word upadekshanti means it is a future tense. They will tell you in future. Three steps are to be done first. What is that? Pranipatena. You have to surrender. Pariprasthena. Your question should be spiritual. Sevaya. You have to serve. After these three steps, upadekshanti in future. They will answer your question. Next.
Yayadyo Bhagavan Pumsam Ishvaro Vai Bhavan Kilo Kila Lokasya Tamasandhasya Chakshu Surya Ivoditaha.
Yaha means he who Adya means the original of everything. That Bhagwan is the original of everything. We have seen earlier also that Nirgun Narakar, he becomes the Ishwar when associated with the Maya, and with that he becomes Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, creator, sustainer and dissolver. And this way creation comes into you. He says, Bhagwan, you are Adya. Adya is the origin of all. Punsam Ishwara, the Lord of all beings. Punsam is human beings. Ishwara. You are Lord of all human beings. Vai Bhavan Kilaha. Bhavan means you. In fact, indeed, Lokasya Tamasandasya Chakshu Surya Ivodita. And for the Loka, for the universe, you are just like a Chakshu, Surya. Like Surya gives light. Similarly, Kapil Bhagwan, you are the Chakshu, you are the eye for giving the spiritual knowledge in the whole world. Surya Ibodhita. So you are Bhagwan, the origin and supreme Lord, Punsam Ishwara, of all living entities. You have reason to disseminate the rays of the sun in order to dissipate the darkness of the ignorance of the universe. So as the sun removes the darkness, similarly the vidya will remove avidya. Ignorance will go away only with the spiritual knowledge. There is no other method. And how can we get that vidya? From the spiritual teacher. And without his grace, it will never happen. Without his kripa, it will never happen. The moment you start arguing, he will become quiet. He will say, you are right. I don't want to get into the arguments and all that. Whatever is your understanding, you are right. Go. Many person come to the Mahatma, you know, I have got a question, you know. This question I asked many sadhus and sant, but nobody could give me the right answer, you know. I have come to you now. I want to know your opinion about that. Now he has come to take opinion like you are going to the doctor, different doctors. He says, I want a second opinion. Opinion. Are what opinion? You want an answer of what you like. And no sant will give you an answer of the way you want it. He will give you answer according to the Shastra. Whatever the Shastra says, they will tell you this is the Shastra, this is the method. Whether you like it or you don't like it doesn't matter.
अथ मे देव सम्मोहम् अपाक्रष्टुम् त्वमर्हसि यो अवग्रहो अहम् ममेति इत्येतस्मिन् योजितस्त्वया
अथ मे देव अथ नाउ मे देव माय लॉर्ड सम्मोह डेल्यूशन व्हाट इज द डेल्यूशन आई वाज एंगेज इन द वर्ल्ड संसार इन ऑल रियल थिंग दिस इज डेल्यूशन वी ऑल आर डेल्यूडेड. We are all reveling in samsara only. Delusion samoha. Apakrishtam tvam arasi. Be pleased to dispel this. Be pleased and dispel this my ignorance. Yaha which avagraha. Avagraha is the misconception. What is the misconception? Aham mameti. This is our misconception. So how much Devuti has thought you see? She has come to the conclusion, my conception is, misconception is, aham, mam. I and my. Aham, iti, iti. Atasmin yojitastvaya. Atasmin yojitastvaya. This has happened, you know. Yojitastvaya. Engaged by you. La Baba. Kapil is just born, he has come to give the knowledge of the self, and now he's saying this ignorance is because of you. Direct charge to Bhagwan. How? Now be pleased, my Lord, to dispel my great delusion. Due to my feeling of false ego, I have been engaged by your Maya. Your Maya! This is the your Maya which has deluded me. Therefore, you are responsible for that, my delusion. See? Direct charge to Bhagwan. Who deluded me? Your Maya. Indirectly, you are responsible. And your Maya, what has done? Have identified myself with the body and the consequent body relation. Tulsidas ji also said, Bhagwan Ram ji has said, what is Maya? Mai or more torte Maya. Well, so simple definition, mai or more, I and my, you and your, this is Maya. And then, how we forget our permanent relative Bhagwan? तो इन गीता लॉर्ड से सर्वस्य चाहम हृदय सन्निविष्ट मत्त स्मृति ज्ञान अपोहनम च आई एम प्रेजेंट इन ईच एंड एवरी बीइंग्स हार्ट मत्त स्मृति बिकॉज ऑफ माई प्रेजेंस यू कैन रिमेंबर बिकॉज ऑफ माई प्रेजेंस ज्ञान विल हैपन एंड बिकॉज ऑफ माई प्रेजेंस अपोहनम यू विल फॉरगेट ऑल्सो सो देयर फोर देवती सेइंग इट इज योर माया विच हैज डेल्यूडेड मी सो रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी इज योर्स माई डेल्यूशन इज बिकॉज ऑफ यू बिकॉज यू आर ओनर ऑफ माया But actually, we have chosen that way, you know. Bhagwan has given us the power, kartum, akartum, anyatha kartum. Kartum, to do. Akartum, we give a beautiful example for the kartum. We always tell, come to satsang. Every week we send message also. The moment they see Chinmay Mission Yamunotri, delete. You don't have to open also. And then they will ring up me, you know. Is Balbihar today? Are it was sent in your weekly report whether the Balbihar will be there or not. Today Balbihar is there or not. They don't read. So kartum, my choice. Akartum, nahi karenge. I will not come to satsang. Anyatha kartum, you are talking about Bhagwan. I want to talk about sansar. ओके जाओ भाई संसार में बात करो जाओ अन्यथा कर तुम दैट राइट वी हैव गॉट सो वी ऑल हैव एक्सरसाइज दैट राइट आ कर तुम नो आई वॉन्ट टू रेवल इन संसार इन सेंस ऑफ दिस ओके डू यू नो व्हाट इज पाप द पाप इज एनी एक्टिविटी डन इन दिस वर्ल्ड इन फॉरगेटफुलनेस ऑफ आवर रिलेशनशिप विथ world. Our permanent relationship is with the Lord. Forgetting that Lord and we create relationship with the world, that is pap. Or simple, any action which is not done for the happiness of the Lord is pap. Those who are studying Vedanta, they know any action which is not done for the happiness of the Lord will create vasana. That is papa. Yagyartha anyatra karma lokoyam karma bandhana. Any action which is not done in the way of yagya. Yagya means yagyo vai Vishnu. Yagya means Vishnu. Any action not done for the happiness of the Vishnu will create karma bandhan, will bind you. That is papa. Many things, no, hum no paap nahi kya. I am doing only punya. You know? I am giving service. Are no, this punya also is binding. You have to take a birth to experience the sukh of this punya. Understand this. We have to go beyond pap and punya. So Devuti is asking that I want to go beyond my or more. And what is the way out? In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Mameve prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Bhagavan says, whosoever surrenders to me, I help them to cross this maya. Or in the end of Bhagavad Gita also, Bhagavan said, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. Sab dharma chhod do. Not dharma that Hindu dharma or karma kanda or jnana kanda. No. Not dharma. Dharma means what you have projected on the world. May or more we have done. Leave this may or more. You come to me. I will take care of you. And all the papa I will clear. All the sins I will clear. Please come to me. I will take care of you. One more verse is there. No, we'll take it in our next class. In verse number 11, Devuti is going to surrender. Tam tuam gataham saranam saranyam. Surrender is coming in the next verse. Now you will chant Mahamrityunjaya Mantra 3 times.
Om Trambakam yajamahe sugandhim pushtivardhanam urvarukamiva bandhanat mrittur mukshiyam amritat. Om Trambakam yajamahe sugandhim pushtivardhanam urvarukamiva bandhanat mrittur mukshiyam amritat. Om Trambakam yajamahe sugandhim pushtivardhanam urvarukamiva bandhanat mrittur mukshiyam amritat. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.